Mendocino County operator. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received. You can now call us at our toll-free number, 888-818-8988. For more information about our At Your Service program, visit us on the web at www.sbcounty.gov.
Yes, I'm trying to get a hold of director for the Department of Behavioral Health. Her name is Dr. Veronica Kelly, and I don't know how to get a hold of her. So and the person that I just talked to, it wasn't you, was it? I don't think it was. They transferred me without telling me the number they transferred me to, and it just rang. So can I get how I can get a hold of the director of the Department of the Behavioral Health, the main director? Is there a way to get a hold of her directly?
Let me try to be there, okay? Hold on.
What's the number, ma'am?
It's 388.
Yeah?
0801.
08 what?
01.
01. And what was the... It's 888. Is this what you said?
388.
Okay.
You have reached the Department of Behavioral Health Administration. If this is a medical emergency, please dial 911. To continue in English, press 1. Usted se ha comunicado con la oficina de administración del Departamento de Salud. For Behavioral Health Services, please press 1 to reach the access unit. For Department of Behavioral Health Administration, please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Completely different number.
Behavioral Health, this is Audrey. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to get a hold of the director, Veronica Kelly, and I would like to be able to have a conversation with her if she's there. Or if she's not, if she has voicemail, she most likely has. If you can transfer me to her voicemail, because that's the way we all live in the world. Or I need to have her attention to some matters that they're very important. So does she have an extension number and voicemail, or is she there so I can talk to her? James Driscoll. I have tried to tweet her and I've emailed her for the last month and she has not responded to anything I have so far tried, so I'm trying this.
James Driscoll?
Yes.
Okay,
right, I'm on a block list to filter my calls. That is against the law. It's against my rights. I have an actual complaint already at the U.S. Department of Justice involving this. Is that the way we're going to proceed with this?
I just asked your name, sir. That's all I've been able to get out of you.
Hold on. In fact, I'm very sensitive to this. I want it clarified. I would like to have her direct attention to some matters that are very important.
Okay. Matters? What is your callback number?
I can't leave voicemail.
She doesn't have voicemail.
Okay. So, if I have to actually come down to the office to actually an in-person visit, I need to know the address that she's at, you know, so I can proceed with a video recording. And so that she can get a video recording, because I have to step this up some way, that she is not going to call me back. I do not believe. You know, the process to which I'm trying to make it sound very, very escalating here, that I need to have her attention to something, that I need her to confirm that she's received things. So I need to actually come down and with a transmittal letter, like businesses do, with a transmittal and somebody signed so that she can have a packet into her actual care. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and give you my callback number. Would you please stress to her that it's that important and I will process what I need if she does not call me back?
909.
My number is 909. 763-8481.
8481.
And tell her, please tell her that there's a thread on the San Bernardino County Health Department Facebook, that I'm blocked on the Department of Behavioral Health page. This started a few weeks ago. This were interrelated. That's against my rights. You know, the whole thing is out of whack. It's out of balance. I want to recenter and refocus on some needs here that I really need her attention. I already faxed the form for services, to request for services. You know, they should already have all of this stuff. So what doesn't make any sense is with the, you know, I need to have a verified, trustworthy holding that what I need from her is she's the one, because I don't know how long she's been in her position, but I have a history going all the way back to July of 2017 with my first interface with Dr. Christopher Berger, and that interface went south, and this whole thing is you know, getting torn up and just recycling itself in a dysfunctional loop, and I need to get out of this loop.
Which clinic did you Which clinic did you see Dr. Berger at?
Okay, this is the kind of strangeness. I went to the Dr. Zane, my HIV care. Was at the main Department of Health, you know, offices. That's where I met Dr. Berger. Dr. Berger was there, and I had two independent sessions of 2.5 hours each. That's a pretty long session. That's a 5-hour consult with him.
What was the actual office, so I know what we're about?
It's the Mill Street office, the Mill Street department.
Mill Street?
Yeah,
Mill Street office.
It's
and
where
it was
Dr.
a behavioral
Zane
health
was.
Office?
What?
And it was a behavioral health office,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't. He came in.
Oh, no?
He came in after I had, Dr. Zane is the HIV care doctor, you know, I was assigned to. And then I made an initiation of trying to resolve something that happened to me. I don't want to put that into reference in this call right here. It's the fact that when he came and saw me there at the Department of Health in, you know, view of my scheduling of my other appointments.
Okay. Are you looking for services from behavioral health? Is that what you're looking for? Or I know you said you're blocked on the behavioral health thing, and I will leave that in. I have that written down already, but I'm asking if you are you trying to receive services from behavioral health?
I'm trying to first right a wrong that has placed your services, you know, your offered services, restricted from me. This goes into my services at the Phoenix Counseling Center under a different doctor. That got trashed. The whole thing has gotten trashed. I want it rewritten, and so I can have services. This went into court. I had a court case, and basically I was restricted from services at my own county. But something's different now. There's a document on the NIH.gov that surrounds the actual concept of what is involving my life. It's called gang stalking. And the fact that Dr. Kelly has to bring this forward into view, that the director for the Department of Behavioral Health, if this document existed for all of this time. You know, it's a civil society document about a health care and mental health related issue. If I had this document a long time ago, it would have settled a lot of things. But no, I didn't have that document, and so now I do. It's an April 6th publication of a document that basically describes gang stalking is different than single stalking. And I really need to have an entire community come into presence of mind on how to deal with the reporting of this, the execution of trying to control this, and to Otherwise, I have to deal with gang stalking to the end of my life, and I do not accept that that's the condition, that I cannot have a conversation with any of you all professionals. You will not be professional and have a conversation with me to find a resolution. This is not really hard. It's not really hard. So much more things are more difficult and structurally complicated than this. This is not an acceptable, just dismiss this and not have a conversation. I know we are under a pandemic and there's some extra, you know, complications, but there is nothing here that cannot be taken care of. I have a call recording involved to the level that I know is happening here. I'm going to just give you the understanding. If I were to right now go online on social media, and I were to have threatened the President of the United States of America, the Secret Service would appear at my door, you know, first offense, in a couple days. It would be immediate. There is a method to which we can find out who these people are that are stalking me in an anonymous manner, and there's a solution here. This is not a thing to just say we can't deal with it. That's what my mom was told the other day, that Dr. Kelly would not take this into consideration. It's an NIH.gov paper finding, and it specifically addresses these things are very damaging and the existence of the reality of this. It must be taken into consideration, and I do not accept no for an answer. I will come down to the office, if I have to, with a letter of transmittal and prepare the papers, to which some of you have to sign, to prove there is a conspiratorial element here that prevents my rights and that there is an overreaching need to not have this conversation on your parts. For the special interest is holding, it's defined within the document itself, and therefore I've already gone to the U.S. Department of Justice and made a complaint. You all, that's not, you know, you specifically, you all are guilty of conspiratorial, U.S. Code Title 18, Section 241 and 242, that you are guilty, and by the fact that this was this is punishable by death if I die, the violators of this, I believe I have holding four people, and I only need two, one of which is Dr. Kelly, for doing this activity that she's doing against me. I've tried to communicate with her in email, you know, having her main email. She's not responded. Twitter, I have not responded. I've used any method I can, without going physically down, because I know the pandemic and all, to her office. I'm not going to make anything but a delivery of documents in a provable, you know, letter of transmittal. You know, there's a process to which I can then go to court and say, "This, you received this. Why have you not acted upon it?" And that's what I have to do. It's how serious it is. I appreciate your time.
Really quick, okay, let me see if she's available, and if she's not, I'll see if there's someone else I can speak to you.
Okay,
okay?
That'd be great.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Thank you.
until my battery runs down on this one. I believe she was present when I said. I believe she's trying to get hold of somebody else. I don't know exactly who raised those. Probably not had to do such a thing. The book I have is Surviving and Thriving as a Targeted Individual by Kathy Meadows, Masters of Clinical Psychology. Yeah, these are all interrelated to Department of Behavioral Health. She can't avoid this. She told my mom she can't deal with the conversation and the resolution of gang stalking. Although she said to my mother, Dr. Kelly did, that she believes it's real. Just read the document to the progression of why it has to end. The violence, you know, a section on ignoring these details to the radiance of violence. It's established in the document. Not that I'm really out, but other people are. This is not just me being affected by this. I hate this county telephoning system. It's been this way for years.
Okay. James?
Yes.
I'm going to transfer you to Sheena Felix, and okay. She's going to talk to you.
Can I have her title, please? Sheena Felix?
She's a secretary, too. She's just going to see who she can. Talk to you and see who she can put you through to talk to.
Okay, that's fine. I understand. Thank you. I appreciate your your help.
No problem. Hold on just a minute.
Okay. Okay.
Department of Behavioral Health. This is Sheena. How may I assist you?
Yes, Sheena. My name is James Driscoll. I have a extension of time period of interface between the Department of Behavioral Health from my coming back into town in July of 2017 up into now. You know, today is October 20th in the year 2020. I have left this off, you know, after all the collapses and the recycling of all the dysfunction that I've had from there. I just basically gave up on trying to resolve this through the Department of Behavioral Health, although I realized it was something that is very much disturbing my health and my mental health. When I arrived in town, I have HIV, so I'm, you know, reestablishing my doctor care and all that stuff. I went to the main health department, and my doctor there was Dr. Zane. And then I had, you know, bringing forward that I am a targeted individual of gang stalking. This has been going on for 15 years, and as of April 6, 2020, there is a published document on the NIH.gov, that's the National Institutes of Health, research findings on gang stalking. The fact that there is now an actual civil society address of this problem, which addresses this as a real problem and not some delusion, that I have to take the positions of the paper involved, you know, all of these things, and how important it is to actually address this, because it is that important. I tried to address it without the document back in July of 2017 when I arrived here in town. And the HIV, and then this transferred me to, to have, this progresses to have an interface to Dr. Christopher Eric Berger involved in the actual Department of Health while my care was being there. And I had two and a half hour sessions with him That's a 5-hour consult time. It's very intense. It's not lost to the reality of this. I know exactly what I said and what I was presenting to him. You know, the fact that I've been dealing with a set of haters and that are in our communities. This travels to me region to region, which is described in this document. This document has a... What?
If I can ask, how may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to describe... I'm trying to describe to you something, a story casting, because I don't know how you can assist me. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't have the answer here. I've been trying to get the attention of Director... Dr. Veronica Kelly, she's been ignoring me for an entire month on social media. I don't want to have to come down to your office, but I will at least to deliver with a transmittal letter and a signature how important it is to have this brought forward into perspective. It's a document.
So Dr. Kelly doesn't manage our social media account.
Stop. Social media is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the NIH.gov. I didn't say social media. I did not mention social media. I didn't get into that. I did not even mention social media.
You were trying to reach Dr. Kelly via social
media. Yeah, I know. I know, but I didn't mention social media. That is not what I was focusing on. You have now took a minor part of what I told you, and now you're putting it as a major thing. That's not right.
If you're seeking services, or if you would like to obtain medical records, or if you would just simply like to leave a message for Dr. Kelly, I can definitely take a message.
If you can take a message to tell her to come to a discussion, I would like you to take yourself over to YouTube and perform a search on her name. You'll get two versions of the video. The fact that she's in this video, and I remastered the video, or not remastered, re-encoded the video on my channel, because it's a public video, and there's two scan codes, and it says across her face and her presence. All I am asking for is a discussion to move forward with this involvement. That's all I'm asking for. But if I had to go to the next level, I have already contacted the U.S. Department of Justice to claim there is a conspiracy against my rights to have such a discussion. That's how important this discussion has to be. This has nothing to do with records. This has nothing. It is a NIH.gov paper. That's the main focus of what I told you, and you completely dismissed that. That was rather insulting.
I was trying to obtain the message so that I can deliver that to Dr. Kelly.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that I was understanding that you weren't seeking services of any kind or trying to obtain medical records.
I would like to interrupt you. I have a fax that I directed to the facts of the Department of Behavioral Health that is your form of an application for services that has not been, no response. You guys will not.
We have our access unit. We have something called our access unit, and that acts as our front door to services, and they'd be able to assist you with obtaining services in your area, respectively.
I'm trying to tell you, my services will not work without a foundational understanding of this document. It diverts everything to inverse. You have to understand the prevailing of this, that on this document it says that people have the 50 stories they have given, taken. None of the 50 stories say that the GAINS document has been terminated. And they also perceive that one of the stories says that the GAINS document has been going on for 22 years. I'm not making this up. And my gang stalking has been going on for 15 years. Nobody in our civil society is capable of bringing forward a conversation with me, a treatment plan, until they understand this particular document. It's in the repository of health-related documents at NIH, the National Institutes of Health. And if I cannot get a document from the National Institutes of Health into my presence, onto my care, you have something wrong in your delivery of your services. I can't believe that. This is something new. It was published on April 6th. Like I said, I've been dealing with this for 15 years. There's a count that has been dealing for 22 years. This is a problem that is in our society. As the director of the Department of Behavioral Health for this county, there are other people in this county dealing with this. This is a policy issue, not my own treatment issue as well. That's what my position is.
And Mr. Jiskol, is there a contact number that you would like to leave with your message?
Yes, I will give it to you again. But my mom called last week, and she was able to get through and talk to her. My number is 909-763-8481. And would you like somehow to know how you just my full name? Do a Google search. I'm an open book. I have no need to hold anything back from privacy concerns. So I'm an open book. If she cannot come to the table and understand that I have my internet domains, they serve as a live life journal onto this for 15 years. I have the documentation to prove what is being done here. We have to have a really in-depth conversation and discussion about what is happening across this entire nation in this this stuff that's happening, that people are being targeted with hate, harassment.
And Mr. Are you currently seeking services from the department, or receiving services, I should say?
I have no access to services without this particular foundation, but I was connected, and when I tried to bring this subject matter up, I was terminated.
Okay.
Dr. Berger, Dr. Mirza, at the Phoenix Counseling Center, and the therapist, Stephen Graves. They all know what is going on. I was terminated.
So Dr. Berger is actually no longer with the Department of Behavioral
Health.
Fine.
I have a feeling.
I believe he transitioned over with public health, I believe. However, I can definitely provide you with the number to our access team, and again, maybe be able to assist you with
establishing. I need you to have a doctor, a true doctor, Dr. Kelly, assess the entire situation before I go back over and start services, ma'am. I'm not going to just cold call, and say, hey, no. The director of the Department of Behavioral Health must attend to this. She can't avoid it. I don't accept it. I will go down to your office with a packet, a delivery packet, with a transmittal to make sure she understands my position. I've already issued a complaint and filing submission to the U.S. Justice Department, justice.gov. I've already done that. I am serious. I'm not going to drop this. I have to deal with this for the rest of my life. That I have to not have a conversation with the department, the county's Department of Behavioral Health, in a health-related document that must be taken into. So I have to deal with this for the rest of my life. The police will not involve myself. The DA's office will not deal with it. And my county Department of Behavioral Health will not deal with it. I'm without resources to bring this forward. You all know I'm telling you the truth. If you just go on the web and look up gang stalking. And I have two books, reference books here, that I specifically to have this conversation. It's Surviving and Thriving as an Individual or Targeted Individual. It is written by Kathy Meadows, Masters of Clinical Psychology. making that book relevant to the Department of Behavioral Health. This linkage that you're trying to say there's no linkage to the Department of Behavioral Health is asinine and absurd and outrageous, ma'am. There is a linkage to your department, and the person involved is the director, Veronica Kelly. And that is a fact. Got my point?
Yes, I have your message down here.
Thank you.
Are you sure you wouldn't like for the number of boat resources?
I have it. I want the director of the Department of Behavioral Health to write and to upwrite all of these things so I can have a proper interface to your services department without it collapsing, because you all can't understand what is the truth. Y'all think I'm crazy. Well, that's go ahead and think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. This is happening to other people. And if this results to my death, by way of this cascades to my death, persons involved here are guilty of conspiracy, you know, in court, you know, the conspiracy part of this. It's U.S. Code Title 18, Section 241 and 242. In my death, the punishment for this death, you know, the outcome of my death, will
is a sentence of death. Do you feel like you're in danger at this time?
I'm at my mom's house. I'm at my mom's house. This house has been here since I was age 5. I'm a native-born San Bernardino resident. I was born and raised here, you know, in this neighborhood here. And this is
okay. So at this time, you're in no immediate danger that would require a call to 911, correct?
That's correct. I have an urgent matter that is very distressing. That she, Dr. Kelly, told my mother she can't address this because my mother was able to call through and have no problem getting a hold of her last week. But she said.
And so your mother spoke with Dr. Kelly. May I have her name for reference?
Yes, her name is Veronica. Believe it or not. my last name, Veronica Driscoll.
Okay.
And my mom is quite aware of all of the matters, and she can talk to my mom and myself, if she would like, not just me, in all of these matters. Okay?
Okay, I will definitely relay the message.
Thank you. And your name is Sheena, right?
Yes, S-H-E-E-N-A. I'm secretary to the assistant director.
Okay. I appreciate your secretary interface. I need her to understand that this is going to put on a fire burner under her to respond to me, please. That is an easy way to say it.
Okay, I will include that in the message.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.